Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. We got a great show lined up for you the rest of the hour. We got a new friend joining us. Vern Wheelwright is here. Vern is someone I've known about for a long time. We've kind of have ran in similar circles over the years, and he's an internationally recognized professional in the field of foresight and future studies. He has the education and the background, and here's the good news, my friends. He's one of us. That's right. He's made a payroll. He's not just some pointy-headed professor out there. He's made a payroll. He's a small business owner. We like people like that. He's written books on futuring, and he's now written a book about us, Small Business Foresight, the Future of Your Business, and I'm so happy to tell you about it. Vern Wheelwright, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, I want you to you gotta talk to us about your bona fides here, Vern. I want you to tell the audience. I want you to tell the audience how you about your time spent as a small business owner.
Well, I've been in small business most of my life. My first little business was when I was 7. My grandmother gave me a big box of holly from Portland. I cut it into pieces, put it in a box on my sled, and went door to door in a little town of Grangeville, Idaho, where they didn't grow any holly. And my business venture was over in a year, but it caught my attention.
Got you started. Got you hooked on it, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I had lots of little business ventures in the early part of my life, college and so on. Some really interesting ones. But each time I learned something, each time I probably made a mistake or two along the way.
Well, isn't it good that you made those mistakes when you were young and stupid and it didn't cost too much?
And that's exactly right. So I made a couple of, after I got smarter, I thought, but there are people out there that were smarter than me. So.
Well, see, this is why I encourage people who are startups. They call them, you know, they're obviously startups. They're just starting a business. What you did, you started a business. You went out and knocked on doors and said, "Hi, I'm Vern. How do you like me so far?" And you know, you called on small business customers. And I talk to these young people sometimes, and I know this is a large part of what your book's about. I talk to these people who I say, "What are you doing?" "Well, I'm starting a business." And I say, "What's your next step?" And they say, "Well, I got to get funding." And I say, "How many customers do you have?" "I don't have any customers. I got to get funding." And what they don't realize is the best funding comes from customers, and the best lessons come from going to the marketplace and making mistakes. What do you think?
I would agree 100%. I managed to avoid funding. I took one loan out in my business once in my life. I got into a tight spot, and I regretted it ever after. Yes, you have to have a certain amount of funding, and I just kind of started from scratch and made sales and collected the money. And in some cases, I had customers who worked with me because we were working in fairly large sums.
You made customers your partners. It's a smart thing to do.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And they should
Are you,
be.
Well, actually, you became their partner. That's the beauty of being a small business owner. You can become a partner of a customer, and especially these days. What do you think?
Well, I think so. In my case, my customers needed my product, and they helped me with my cash flow as a result.
Mm-hmm. I've done that. I've done that. I've gone to customers and talked to them about. And isn't it amazing how much customers want to help you as a small business owner? Didn't you find that they're actually honored that you opened up to them and said, "Hey, I need your help." What do you think?
Well, I don't know that they were honored, but we work very closely together and respected each other.
Yeah.
And they helped me, and I helped them.
Well, I've had people. I've opened up to customers before. And it turned out they took an interest in me after that, because they took an interest in me. The Vern, hold on to this thought. I got to take a quick break, folks.
Okay.
We're gonna get more of this wisdom from Vern Wheelwright after the break. The new book is called Small Business Foresight: The Future of Business by Dr. Vern Wheelwright. Don't let that PhD fool you. He's a real deal. 20 tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.